From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. South Korea says no to President Trump. The South Korean government has quickly refuted President Trump's call for Seoul to pay $1 billion for a missile defense system. The deployment of the anti-missile battery was agreed to last year by the administrations of then U.S. President Barack Obama and then South Korean President Park Geun-hye. South Korea is in the midst of a presidential election brought on by Park's impeachment. In advance of a U.N. Security Council meeting on North Korea today, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke with reporters about U.S. expectations of support from Beijing in pressuring North Korea to comply with U.N. resolutions.
The regime in North Korea has to position itself in a different place in order for us to be willing to engage in talks.
Tillerson said China at one point had threatened to impose sanctions on North Korea if it conducted further nuclear tests. New documents show President Trump's former national security adviser, Michael Flynn, took more than $500,000 from Turkey and tens of thousands of dollars from Russian interests after being warned in 2014 when he retired as an army general not to accept payments from foreign governments. Stephen Lynch is a member of the U.S. House of Representatives Oversight Committee, and he talked about charges perhaps against Flynn.
I think charges and prosecution. And that's a question for the prosecutorial branch. Ours is just to get the information and make sure that the American people are well informed and well served.
White House spokesperson Sean Spicer answered questions about how Flynn obtained security clearance.
Every individual came into this White House, either applied for a security clearance or had one. Everyone in the government goes through the same SF-86 process, every single person.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA.